Welcome back to Sportsline on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Kyle McEwen joined by Orion Charger head coach Chip Filler here on Scrimmage Night, Meet the Team Night, as we get set to see just what these guys have for 2018. I'm sure they're ready to get on the field and actually, you know, hit somebody. They've been hitting each other in practice for a while. You've obviously learned some things. We'll talk about that in a minute. But it's always fun to have this season openings, really, event for the community.
Yeah, it's really exciting. We got a great turnout for this tailgate night. Boosters Club just did a phenomenal job. They ran out of pork chops. I tried to get one here before we came out. I couldn't get any, that's kind of junk for the football coach not to get any pork chops. But it just shows how many people are actually here. The field looks tremendous. Tony Stiles and Roger do a great job getting that ready for us. And soccer's out there right now running around on it. And here in about 20 minutes we get to get on there. We're kind of itching just to get on the field in front of our home crowd.
No question that you lost some talent from last year, and at least in our neck of the woods in the listening area, you hear folks say, yeah, we know Orion has Logan back. We know they've got their quarterback returning. But is it really possible that Orion can be just as good or better in 2018 than they were in 2017? What have you learned about the players you have back this year from your opening practices?
Well, you know, we always have that expectation to be pretty good year in and year out. So, I mean, that's always there. Will 2018 be like 2017? Not at all. Every year is unique. Every year has its different storylines, its new challenges, its new stars that will come to rise. Our senior class has just been outstanding, as was last year's senior class, but you know, we have 12 great ones now instead of the 6 that were trying to hold it together last year, which did a tremendous job. But the 12 guys here, they're really taking onus of their season. Our juniors are filling in really, really nice spots. You know, we got some guys that are going to step up and do some things. And we've got a couple sophomores that we didn't quite know how they were developing and if we could lean on them, because we are thin. We're just like every small school. Injuries happen. We could be in a world of hurt. But we got some sophomores that are really stepping in up front and progressed really nicely. So we feel like we can lean on them a little bit. So like I said, we're excited, and there's a lot of buzz around us. We're either gonna explode on the scene, or we're gonna be the biggest bust. But from all of what we've seen right now, we've got something special here, but I guess it remains to be seen until we get really against in the regular season.
A lot of team previews begin with offense. I want to start with defense, because last year it seemed like there were so many times where just exactly when you needed a big stop, a big play on the defensive side of the football, you got it to flip the field, to change momentum, and then it turned out to be a winning play down the road in the game. Do you feel like you have the horses this year that can continue that trend? And what have you learned on the defensive side of the ball from your opening practices?
Well, we really feel like we can be really special on that side of the ball, and we're really gearing up for them to be that way. We've kind of challenged them in several different categories. You know, we did okay on turnovers. I think we got almost 20 last year, but that number's not good enough to go where we want to go. We'd like for them to score on defense. So we kind of emphasis on being in attack mode that way. The other thing is with those guys is our front line, our defensive line, we got about 5 or 6 guys. We got 3/4 of them coming back. Actually, all 4 of them were starting at one time, and they're all back up front, all seniors. We had an injury to our linebacker, our middle linebacker, which we have now kind of, got him back a little bit. He's not at 100%, but he's back. But what that did with him being out during the summer is we found some guys that could really step up and play that linebacker spot just in case. So depth really added. And then the back end, we got our 2 safeties back. Our corners, we graduated, but we feel like we got 2 guys that could fill in really well and be just as good. But we're really excited about our safeties, our linebackers, and our defensive line. I mean, we have an all academic all-state safety in Jeffrey Holbrook, which, much like Sam was a year ago, Sam West was the best kept secret in the conference. I really believe Jeffrey is. He's going to explode on the scene and be a great player.
You lost a couple of big pieces, one on your line with Pat Smutzer graduating, and then James Schneri was a beast in the backfield. So who are some of the players that are going to be filling those gaps in 2018?
On the offensive line, you mean? Or on the – I'm sorry.
In both cases.
In both cases. Guys on the defensive line, you know, we lost Pat, but guys on the defensive line will be Logan will be one end, obviously, and then Kay Jackson, Austin Mack, Michael Siebelum all have starting experience inside. Gage Easton, who spelled some things there and came on late at the end of the year, he's going to have a great season for us. All 5 of those guys are seniors. We just sprinkle in Ben Dunlap. Linebacking-wise, we're a little young there. Kobe Schultz, who's a sophomore, has had a great summer and a great offseason. He's going to fill into our Will spot. We got our middle linebacker, Chad Banfield, back. our same backer, Kobe Leibing, really, really good player, sophomore level last year as a junior. He's going to come in and fill in. We got some depth in Skylar Stropes. And then that Michael Siebelin, who's our defensive tackle, 1 minute, he can switch back and he can go back to linebacker. He's had an outstanding training camp at linebacker, so we're really happy with that. And then Ryan Fowler, and it will hold down one corner, a great kicker. And then Christian Williams and also Ryan Youngworth, they're fighting out for that other corner spot. But and then having Seth Weston and Jeffrey back in the backfield, that rounds out our defense. And those are guys that just right off the top of my head that will contribute. We've got some sophomores. Josh Farrow will come in, and he'll play really well. Braden Williams will come in and play pretty well. Sophomores, if we have to use those guys. Offensive line-wise, we're going to fill the gaps with Pat. As you mentioned, Pat leaving, that filled a big void for us. Austin Mack's going to kick out to his right tackle. Gage Easton will come to be the right guard, which he's had a great summer. Ben Dunlap, who's been our center, he's back. Michael Siebelin, who's the other guard, he's back. Kay Jackson's back as the right tackle. Logan's back, obviously a tight end. Our tailback, 1,100-yard rusher, and Seth West is back. Kobe Leibing will take over at fullback, although we do have Chad Bainfield back, but being him a little bit banged up, we're going with Kobe right now, but there might be later on in the season where, again, we'd have our starting fullback also back. And then, you know, the two wide receivers, Ryan Fowler will step into where Cole graduated, and Jeffrey will step into where Noah graduated. And then Dawson rounds the whole thing out. And, you know, if you watch our offense, the quarterback is the straw that stirs the drink, so to speak. So we're excited to have him back. We really think sky's the limit for him. So this offense could be really, really good.
We talked about the defensive side, obviously, but not to mention Ryan Fowler. Is it possible he's a senior already?
You know, some of these guys, like Ryan's played 4 years of varsity football. Same with Logan. So I think people in the conference, people have seen this, is like, I can't believe they're still here, you know, but they are.
6 year seniors.
Yeah, right. And when Ryan graduates, is for all intents and purposes, he will graduate probably in the top five of all time in the state of Illinois in PATs. I think he's well over 100 right now. I think he's already in the top 20. And, you know, he's averaging about 50, 55 extra points every year. So, I mean, I know he won't catch the top guy because the top number is pretty big, but he's going to have a chance to put himself in the record, which we're really, really proud of. And he kind of flies under the radar until you see him. Then you're like, oh, my gosh, he's pretty good. I would think, you know, he's an unseen weapon that, you know, people really don't talk too much about, but he's definitely good for us.
For him to have those opportunities, though, you've got to find the end zone. And last year, it was a nice mix of you were able to do some things on the ground to open up the aerial attack. And it's great to have Logan as a safety valve many times. But in terms of philosophy, have you had to make any adjustments with different personnel this year?
No, not really. I mean, too much. I mean, obviously, we're trying to implement Logan a little bit more. Try to move him around. I even talked to you last year about being a little bit more Gronk. We're even a little bit more that way with him now. He's done a great job getting his speed up. He's running like a wide receiver. So we're really excited about that. That makes the matchup even worse for most people. His route running is really good. And then, you know, really Seth West is going to be the key. Seth and Jeffrey, trying to move them in and out and around. You know, if we can get him on the same – Seth and Logan on the same side in our passing game, it's going to be tough to guard them both. If we get single coverage on either one of them, we're great. And then outside with Jeffrey and Ryan, if they get single coverage, we're excited about what they can do. Kobe Schultz in the slot, going to do a lot of great things there. I mean, he's going to sprinkle in. He's a big play capability. So passing game, we're really excited. Running game-wise, we're really big up front. You know Seth's going to carry the rock. We can sprinkle in a couple of running backs. Christian Williams, who's a senior, who's never played before. Really, really fast. So he gets in, he gets out in space, he's gone. He might be as fast as Seth. And then Kobe Schultz again, who plays way bigger than what he is. And again, he's a third generation from All-Staters from his previous brothers. So, you know, obviously he's got the lineage to do some great things. So we're excited about having him in the backfield.
The Chargers were 9-3 in 2017. And the only loss to a team not named Newman was that late loss at Rock Ridge, Week 9, and what turned out to be one of the crazier games in the conference season, period, in 2017, with that 99-yard return mixed in there in that game. I know you'd like to forget that. There were some injuries, of course, in that game as well. Going to be a little bit of a different look and feel to the conference and the division, more specifically, the Three Rivers Rock side in 2018. 18, and I'm going to play some rapid fire with you here real
quick.
Right, I'm
going
to throw
right,
out a team.
Ahead.
Tell me what you're thinking.
Okay.
So we open up the season at Hall. They were a playoff team a year ago.
Great team. Well coached. That's going to be a great game to start the season off. We're going to be well tested there. I'm quite frankly a little worried about them. I think they're pretty good, you know, and I don't think they get enough credit that they deserve. So we'll see what happens there.
They started off their rebuilding journey a couple years ago, and they got back to the playoffs last year. Sherrard winless last year, obviously still in that rebuilding process. They're week two.
Much, much better. And you throw the records out the window 10 miles away. This is the last time we're going to play them for the 4C future. So, you know, I know both teams are, you know, will have that bragging right, at least for those 2 years, probably a little bit more. So I know that's a great storyline for there. But, again, Sherrard, Orion, hey, whatever happens.
Obviously, folks are going to point to, well, if the Chargers can get by Newman, you know, last year was some of that same narrative, and of course it was a closer game during the season and then really a tight game in the two-way quarters. It was a 13-7 at half, turned out to be a 40-14 win there at Newman. That's week number three and on the road.
Yeah, that'll be a tough game. I mean, you know, if you're going to win the conference, it goes through them. And, you know, you're rapid-fired. I'd love to say that, hey, I've thought about Newman quite a bit, and I have a lot, but, you know, to be honest with you, you know, my intentions or my views are on Hall. You know, I can tell you is that Newman's going to be a bear. They're going to be the best team in the state, probably.
Riverdale, they're 3-6 in that rebuilding mode as well.
Guy Derrick's great job. Our conference version of PJ Fleck, I always tell him that. Great energy, gets the kids ready to play. Again, I think they'll be much improved. I have the utmost respect for what he's trying to do over there. I think they're going to be a handful.
And a road test at Princeton.
That'll be a great game. I know they're, you know, they came here and we shellacked them pretty good, and they're not real happy with that, and as they shouldn't be. But I know they're looking for a little bit of revenge. I think they'll be very much improved. I could see Hall and Princeton really fighting out on that big school side. So, you know, we'll have those two guys, and that'll be exciting as well.
Last year, the game at Fulton seemed to really show the strength of this team as the year went on. You were about the two-thirds mark last year of the season. That's where you meet them again this year, but here at home at Charger Field, and they were a playoff team last year too at 7-4.
Yeah, you know, Pat always has them ready to go. I know he's in like kind of a rebuilding mode, at least that's how he is right now, is what he's preaching to everybody, but he'll have whatever team he puts out there, they're going to be ready to play. So, and they're always going to be a tough test. They're hard-nosed kids over there.
A new head coach at Morrison, that's a road test in week number 7 this year.
Yeah, you know, that's like the house of horrors around here. I mean, we've had some great games at Morrison, so I mean it's always tough when you go up there and play. You know, hopefully, you know, with Corey being gone, maybe that'll change our fortunes a little bit. I don't know, but again, I mean, that's a great rivalry.
Bureau Valley, they were 4-5 a year ago, one of those teams that just missed the playoff opportunity there down the end of the season. That's a home game for you.
Yeah, Joe's doing a great job over there. I think he's got his kids playing. They were at this team, the seniors, they were 8-1 or 9-0, I guess. Our game kind of got messed up with them, but they were 9-0 with sophomores and won a mythical conference championship, so to speak, over here. So, and those guys are seniors now, so it should be an exciting year for them over there.
And then you wrap up the regular season with that Rockridge test, but here at Charger Field this year.
Yeah, again, you know, that rivalry speaks for itself. We're excited. You know, again, I have almost respect for them. You know, I don't say that I really like them, but I have a lot of respect for them. I think Sam does a great job. The players over there really buy into what he's doing, and he coaches them up really well. So that's always a test. Again, you throw the records out the window, but they're going to be very good. This is going to be it's a tough schedule, and we're going to have our work cut out for us week by week.
And last year, again, nearly every Rock team with a chance to be in the playoffs there late in the season. One other offensive question to throw at you. So Dawson Schulenberg and his development seemed to be one of the big stories of the year last year.
Yep.
And what have you seen in the continuation of his process as development of quarterback?
Well, the one thing that I think right now that we're getting with him is a lot more mental. The preparation is there now. I mean, we're all speaking the same language. We're seeing the same things out there. Maybe that started to happen late last year, but really now he's kind of honing in his skills and you know, his suggestions that he gives me are spot on. Not that he gives me every single one of them, but you know what he does offer is really, really good. So I think that bodes well for us. You know, other than him just being, this is the read, let's go here. It's entirely different change now. Like, he has a really great feel for what we're doing.
Always a pleasure to chat with Chip Filler, head coach of the Orion Chargers. Looking forward to a fun season again on WRMJ. Every down on RMJ or WRMJ.com. Thanks again.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you. We'll see you next week.
will be at Hall for week number one of Oregon Charger football on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. For J102 Sports, I'm Kyle McEwen. More Sports Line coming up. So I'll be in the background talking about stuff.